second hour of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go right back into your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jeff? Go ahead.
Well, basically, I don't know who all's there with you, but I've been listening for the past few days, and, excuse me.
Do you mean you've been listening for the past few days forever? Like, this is the first few days that you've listened?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Basically, I've been listening for the past few days specifically as to what I called about.
Okay.
I was just wondering if Ian, you think that there is an objective right and an objective wrong?
An objective right and wrong. Can you describe what you mean by that?
Well, like, is voluntarism essentially right and statism essentially wrong?
I think that what is right and wrong, to me, is defined as, what harms or helps. So if it harms other people, then it's wrong. As far as making that into an objective wrong, I'm not sure exactly what that really entails.
Well, I mean, is there a situation where voluntarism could be wrong?
Where the act of humans interacting voluntarily could be wrong? I can't think of it. I mean, if you could share one with me, I'd love to hear it.
I'm not saying that there is a way. I'm just saying that you had kind of made the statement that there is no right or wrong in a certain sense. Like, you had said that...
I think there are agreements. I think that there are agreements that most people have, and that's kind of what determines generally what's right and wrong. I think that, most people would agree that hurting other people is a bad idea, but I don't know if there's any... I don't know if there's anything that's inherently right or wrong as far as... Some people think that it's right, for instance, to take bread from a store during a hurricane because, they've got to feed themselves. And I think that under certain circumstances, there may be an excuse for that. I think the right thing to do, the most moral thing to do in that circumstance would be to go back later to that store after you've survived the hurricane and give them some money for the bread that you stole. So I think that I don't know if there are any hard and fast rules.
I guess what I was trying to get at with that, probably not doing it the best way, is basically what makes something right or wrong as far as like philosophically or something like that. Like, what is the basis behind something being right or wrong?
Well, I know you didn't ask me this question, but doesn't the non-aggression principle, kind of sum it up that you won't use force or fraud in order
to achieve
Go ahead. Political or social gains?
I agree with the non-aggression principle, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, even that, like, what's the philosophical basis behind the non-aggression principle?
Well, I mean,
I'm not a philosopher, so I don't really know a lot about philosophy. I just know what is, to me, what I feel is appropriate, and I feel that hurting people is wrong, so that's how I live my life. I don't aggress against others. I guess I wish I could answer it better for you, but I'm not a philosophy major.
I understand that.
Your question may be too deep for me. I really don't know if I'm qualified to answer a question like that.
Okay. Yeah, basically, I'm trying to keep away from the discussion because I know you guys are tired of it.
Well,
but
from an ontological,
I am an objectivist.
You are an objectivist. Okay, so make your statement then.
I'm not like trying to proselytize, I guess, but because I know that, in Ian's eyes, voluntarism is incompatible. I would say that the government, described in objectivism is fairly similar to voluntarism anyway, but basically, I guess what I'm trying to say, is that I don't know, I believe that there is an objective right.
I agree that there's objective right and objective wrong. I'll give you that. I think there's moral and immoral. And the reason that there are is because those are the things that work. and dealing with other people.
I'm sorry. I'm like a first time I've ever called into a radio show, so I'm a little nervous.
I almost passed out the first time I was on the radio, so you know, you can't do any worse than me.
So can you repeat that again, Mark? There's moral and immoral and what?
There's moral and immoral, and things are moral and immoral because they work as far as society goes. Yeah, people can't
hurting
each other.
Well, wait, you could say the government works. I mean, it extracts money from people and gives money to other people. That works.
It functions, but it functions poorly, and it's inefficient. So there are better things that will work better, and the government threatens force against people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Ian does make the moral argument a lot, and I guess that's what I was trying to get to. Like, you know, what's the basis for morality if, you know, consciousness isn't, you know, real or something like that?
I would say the basis is I have no way. I believe consciousness is real because I believe I'm experiencing it. But I think the basis for my morality is that I don't want to get hurt, so I don't want to hurt other people. I mean, you know, that seems like the basis.
That's, you know, if consciousness is real, then I mean that kind of presupposes the, you know, the metaphysical argument that objectivism gives is that reality is real, I guess, is the thing.
Run that by me one more time.
Well, consciousness, basically, in order for consciousness to exist, it has to be conscious of something.
I don't know. I think that I can't really say that's true or not. I don't know enough about consciousness to make a definitive statement about that.
It's darn difficult to define consciousness.
Right. Who's to say that before there was something, there was not consciousness?
Okay. And I can see where, like, opinion would come into that. So I'll concede that, definitely. Basically, I was just kind of trying to get a general idea of how you fell on the, you know, where the morality came from.
Did you get an answer? I mean, did you get the answer you were looking for or an answer that would be appropriate?
I definitely am closer to understanding what you were saying. And I was a little angry at first. You kind of, with the objectivists or warmongers thing, but my friend Jesse called in and you explained yourself well enough for me, so I'm okay with that.
And Lauren Canario was on the show this week, and she explained herself as having been 20 years in the objectivist camp and meeting a number of objectivist warmongers, so it just seems like a bad company.
I understand that, too. And, like, the best way I can put it is, excuse me, the Ayn Rand Institute is run by Leonard Peikoff, and Leonard Peikoff is, to me, how Bob Barr would be for you.
Oh, I see. Okay, Bob Barr is to the Libertarian Party, the supposed Libertarian Bob Barr. Thank you for that. I appreciate the conversation.
Well, you know, we have here on Free Talk Live, we've shed the term libertarian to some extent.
I have. I thought you still.
Well, you know, I'm fine with the term. If people understand what it means the same way I understand it, what it means. But if they don't understand it the way that I understand it, then I'd like to clear it up for them. But we've basically shed the term here on the show. What do you think about shedding the term objectivist since this Leonard Peikoff fella doesn't, who runs the Ayn Rand Institute, whatever her name is, Institute, since he is, well, to some extent, legitimately the standard bearer of objectivism these days, and he is not what you would call an objectivist.
Oh, I think he's gone. Oh, you are there. Because, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, basically, the reason I disagree with him is about war.
I'm not asking you if you disagree. Whoa. I'm not asking you if you disagree.
Clarify your question.
I disagree with Bob Barr. That's clear. Bob Barr is the libertarian. I've never claimed to be a libertarian in a big L sense. But what about the idea of saying, hey, I'm not an objectivist any longer because this Leonard Peikoff fella is muddying the waters and making it difficult to understand what an objectivist is?
I see what you're saying. I would say I'm an objectivist in a small O sense, too.
Okay.
Thanks.
What did you like so much about this idea?
We're out of time. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and feel free to dial in again any old time, just not tonight, because it's one call per night. 800-259-9231. Then you've got to explain what the difference between a big O and a little O is, and it's like the big L and the little L libertarian, and it's just silly. Very silly. But hey, you know, you should be able to call yourself what you want and have to explain as much as you want about it. More on the way. Just the question is, how many people will listen to you? For how long? 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Julia joins us in moments.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50-90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system with nearly 500,000 posts. We're not quite there yet. Over 490,000, actually, at this point. On the BBS, lots to surf around through, some serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. and Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL as we go to your phone calls and talk to Alaric in Norway. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alaric.
Hello. Yeah, I bought the politically incorrect book on environmentalism myself from that audible.com.
Oh, super.
I just wanted to give a little shout-out to that Cassidy. I really think she was a brave gal. But I have to tell you that
you're talking about the young. I just have to recap because people that are listening don't know who you're talking about. Cassidy is an 18-year-old young lady here in New Hampshire who last week on Sunday decided to go topless. As men are free to go topless, she decided to also act like a free woman and remove her top and walk down the street on a very nice day here in Keene, New Hampshire, and was subsequently arrested for it. So that's who you're referencing. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, no, but it was really brave of her to do it. It'll take all the fun out of a strip bar, maybe, but I really felt sorry for the cop in the little video on YouTube, but otherwise it was pretty cool to see.
So wait, you felt sorry for the cop that came out and arrested her?
I like how he came out with sunglasses on.
Didn't he squirm?
Was he squirming? Maybe. He seemed pretty...
Some squirming was going on.
Seemed pretty cool about it. I mean, pretty cool considering that he didn't arrest her immediately and was actually having a discussion with us. But, Julia, what was it that
you said there? I thought it was hilarious that he came out with sunglasses on.
Oh, three of them had sunglasses.
He was probably staring at her boobs the entire time.
Wait, did all three? At least two of the three had
sunglasses. Well, I know the main cop came up, and the first thing I noticed is that he had dark sunglasses on. It just made me laugh.
Yeah, and she's short. So compared to the cop, he's much taller, so he has the ability to look down on her. Whereas if he were, if she was his height, it'd be a little less obvious that he was, it'd be a little more obvious that he was looking at her boobs if he actually was tilting his head downward to look at them. But the sunglasses would prevent that anyway. Because, cops are horny too, right? Cops are interested in naked people. In fact, I've met a handful of cops, and a lot of them are kind of obsessed with sex. I don't know what the deal is with that, but a lot of them are obsessed with drinking and sex.
I would say that's like tool bag-itis. A lot of cops are tool bags, and tool bags are obsessed with sex. I mean, I like sex, so I don't know exactly what you mean by obsessed, but I think I get
like really, really into naked pictures of women and
like,
sex.
Oh, man.
Talking about sex a lot and focusing on sex a lot.
Yeah, that's just because a lot of cops are tool bags.
I appreciate you clearing that up, Julia. So what about you, Alaric? Any other thoughts for us tonight?
I was just thinking to myself, I live in Norway.
Yes, sir.
We have a subsidized health care system that... people are generally very happy with, so I thought maybe I could offer a bit of insight into what it's like when the government controls everything with health to do.
Go ahead. So there are no private clinics at all in Norway? There's no way to achieve private care?
Yeah, and dentistry is still private, and there's a really expensive private clinics in a few places.
Okay, so they do exist, as they do in Great Britain. Someone had sent me an email to say that it's not all government-controlled there, it's just most all government-controlled. There's still some very expensive private options.
Well, the private doesn't give any competition to speak of. I figured that in America, once they have it, they'll love it. It's lots of free swag and like I said, the Norwegians love it, and I have a heck of a time trying to talk them out of it because they saw Michael Moore's movie and they think America is just a real horror story. And
it is a horror story. It's an awful situation with the government controlling so many aspects of our lives. But are you saying that people love the government health care system until they actually get sick and then have to experience it? Or?
Oh yeah, that's one of their. They either have been sick, and it all goes into the system where you can take all the time off from work if the kid pukes. So it works together where you get a lot of time off because of it also. Mm-hmm. So it affects not just sick people, but everybody.
So then the lazy people are really have a real proclivity toward taking advantage of this
system. Oh, yeah,
it
works great for lazy people.
Very interesting. So what we've seen in a lot of places is that young people tend to really think, at least this seems to be the way it is in Canada from my experience of talking to people there, but that young people tend to believe that the healthcare system is just great. They just graduated from government high school, and they told them in government high school that healthcare is free, and that makes Canada great, and the healthcare system here is awesome. It's free. And then, you know, of course, they get older, and maybe some things go wrong in their lives, and then they go into the hospital, and it's an okay experience for them. Some of them, they have positive experiences, but it turns out that they probably are more likely to take better care of the young people than they are the old people. That's where you really start to get into the scary stories of people having to wait months and months just to see a doctor, just to get the treatment. It's just crazy. Old people not even getting the treatment they're looking for, being put to the back of the bus, essentially, and essentially shuffled back because they're old and therefore they're not worth as much to the tax base. And that seems to be the reality of the government runs, at least partial reality for the government run system. And that's something that the 20-year-olds aren't going to experience. Is that similar to Norway?
No, it's quite the opposite in Norway.
What's going on in Norway?
Oh, they take great care of the old people.
Really?
They try and keep them. There was a woman in lives nearby. She died at 105 years old.
Well,
she couldn't move or do anything, but there was at least three people fully employed taking care of her.
So
it's crazy, but they'll send an ambulance if you're over 50, but if you're under 50, they expect you to get there even if you're carrying your own leg.
Interesting. So it really is. So you're saying it really is the opposite. Younger people aren't getting better treatment there.
Well, they're just not prioritized.
What's the motivation for that?
It's assumed they'll be okay.
I see. Very interesting.
They may very well be.
Anything else you want to shed light on here while we have you?
Do not get it in America, for God's sake. But the only thing I had to say, Ian, is that the only argument that I have used that works at all as a pry bar in explaining to them that private is better is to try and explain that if America went over to a subsidized healthcare system, I think that technology and medical would stop.
Yeah, I believe that too. America currently is driving R&D in the medical field, and once the profit's taken out of it on a you know global scale, at least in the industrialized country,
there goes your motivation.
What's the reason to bring around new innovation?
Thanks for that call, Eric. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Planning on crossing the border with a laptop sometime soon? There's new rules you might be interested to know.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site, going back an entire year at freetalklive.com.
Get ready to take this number down. It's for a free week of Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities, including goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. The number is 800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. You call that, you get a free week to try it out. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling.
All right, let's continue taking your calls. Mean Filter is on the line from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mean Filter.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I wanted to go back to you were talking about Yaron Brooks of the Ayn Rand Institute being pro-war, and I can tell you in short terms why he's a fool. But I have something I wanted to mention before that, if you don't mind.
By all means.
I have personally taken it on myself to offer myself up as a romantic partner to a girl who you met up at Porkfest. She leaves tomorrow morning from Ohio to move to New Hampshire and become the newest Free State Project member.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. You are the Mean Filter from boldvoices.tv, which is one of our internet video affiliates. You guys carry the Free Talk Live, or the Liberty Radio Network video channel there, and you've got your own little chat room, and there's usually a busy amount of people in there at boldvoices.tv. So this is your partner who's making the move up. You've just moved within the last few weeks, right?
Oh, I've been here since the turn of 07. I got here on, I signed my lease on the 9th of 08, so I didn't get to vote for Ron in the election, which was a major, major disappointment for me.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were a relatively new transplant.
No, I'm just, I've been working so far in new media that I haven't been very politically active, unfortunately.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, you know, I just wanted to say to the guys out there in the Free State Project, if you're single, the trick, guys, is to go out there and be cute and seduce someone and then get them to move in with you.
Good luck.
Thank you. So, do you mind me hopping back to Rand for a moment?
Yeah, by all means.
The problem is it stems from the conception of property rights, and this is probably a difficult line of reasoning for a lot of the conservatives and minarchists who listen to Free Talk Live, and you guys, I know you have a huge audience, and I appreciate everything you've done. But the argument is that you have rights that extend naturally from your creator that all other men are supposed to respect. And if you derive the logic of that argument, I think you can find that neither the tiger nor the virus respects your right to life. Neither the thug nor the state respects your right to property. And there are imaginary constructs that we use to explain mammalian territorialism. So when Brooks or the ARI goes out and starts talking about defending contract law and contract rights for properties overseas and stuff, which they have done. They've said that those are now our oil fields and we should use the American military to transmit force abroad to defend those property rights. They're already starting with the premise that, you know, force is okay, aggressive force is okay if you concede the notion of property rights in the first place. So, you know, the simple argument is how objective are they really being if they can't even understand that rights are a construction that have a very difficult defense if you try and tell that to the person who's been living there for, you know, 1,000 years before you got there and signed a contract with someone who doesn't own the land.
So are you a former objectivist? Is that why you're so well-versed on this particular issue?
I call myself a post-Randian objectivist because she has missed a she failed to tie up some loose ends that have caused a lot of problems. But no, I believe that objective knowledge is possible, so I still often call myself an objectivist.
Okay. Well, thanks for that rant. Anything else on your mind?
No, other than I agree that what's about to happen is the same state that believes that they have the right to intrude on your laptop property, if that right existed in the first place. Are about to do so on the borders of the United States, too, because they claim that they, you know, I think if you boil it back down, it really comes back down to pressure from the RIAA and the like to say that they don't want MP3s to cross the border.
Thanks for the call tonight, Meanfilter. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John, listening in Canton, Ohio. John, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WCER.
Yeah, I was listening to WCER earlier. They only carry the first hour, but was listening to your discussion about the black market potential created by the banning the flavored cigarettes. And
yes.
Pretty new listener to the show, but wondered if you've ever talked about the upcoming ban on the manufacture of incandescent light bulbs.
Is that a reality? I know that California has banned the sale, as I understand it, of incandescent bulbs. Are you're saying that's now a federal ban that's going to be in place?
I believe there is a federal ban that was passed, and I don't remember the details, but it was passed about 2 years ago, and I believe it's going to go into effect in 2012.
Hmm.
But I don't know whether it just bans the manufacturer or also the sale.
That is a good question. If it does ban the sale, that'll be pretty sad, too, because there are a lot of people. I mean, there are companies
that'd be really, really tough on a company that has, you know, has them in inventory.
Yeah. A lot, and I mean, well, light bulb manufacturers or light bulb dealers have a whole lot of those bulbs in inventory right now.
What they really need to do is just actually ban the possession, and then they can go into Americans' houses and check around and make sure that there's no incandescent bulbs there. Really,
that's
what
a scary
is the
idea.
Difference? If you look at it from that standpoint, what's the difference between me having the right to possess an incandescent light bulb to sell an incandescent light bulb, or to manufacture? Really, what's
mm-hmm.
the difference?
It's just a level of
that's
control.
A good question.
That's all. And you know, Mark, that's probably where they would like to go with it. That's probably, I mean, they would love the excuse to be able to come into people's homes and poke around, wouldn't they? Don't give them any ideas.
Well, the whole idea is to reduce energy. Is that, like you said, if that's their, they can tell manufacturers they can't make them. What's the say they can't tell you can't own them?
And the whole idea of this energy consumption thing is this lack mentality. The idea that energy itself is finite. Well, it's not. Energy comes from all different kinds of things. And what, in fact, will drive new energy and alternative energy production is the lack of fossil fuels that we currently have. They act like the politicians and the greenies and all that basically are acting like there's only so much oil, which there's no proof for at this point. There's only so much oil, and that oil represents the energy, so there's only so much energy. When you use energy, when you use oil, you're using the oil and the energy that belongs to all of us. Really? I thought I paid for it.
I actually think it's really funny when people make the claim like we're running out of energy, because I don't know much about physics and energy. I didn't really pay attention in high school science class, and it's not one of my favorite subjects, so I never pursued looking much more up in my own time. But I do remember that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It simply changes forms, and that's something that we learned in elementary school science.
One of the laws of thermodynamics, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I don't remember, but I just think it's funny when people talk about energy like we're going to run out of it.
Right. Well, right. That's just it. I mean, if you can prove that oil's actually running out, and like you said, Mark, there's not really any proof of that.
Well, we may be running out of particular forms, oil, but, you know, like you said, there's no proof of that. But even if we were to run out of that particular form, as we run out, the price is going to go up, and that's going to spur people to come up with new forms that we
new
can use.
Innovative ideas as to how to take a natural resource and turn it into a usable form of energy, just like they did with oil. Because
exactly.
I know we've said this before, but oil was a nuisance to farmers in the past.
Exactly.
The oil would start coming up, and oh darn it, Bessie, we got that black
field.
We got that black garbage out here again. And then somebody finally figured out that you could do stuff with that black garbage, and now it's like gold. It's worth, you know, a whole lot of money. So they would figure it out because, well, people in search of profit are really good at innovating and coming up with wonderful ideas that make our lives better. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, but thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to George in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi.
George.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I would just like to tell a story about pretty much my neighbor's dog who ran away from his house.
Okay, well, sure. We'll let you do that here in moments because you really can call in about anything on this show. I'm sure it'll be gripping. 800-259-9231. Seriously, though, who wants to lose their dog? Who wants to lose
it's
their
bad feeling?
Their loved animal. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll see what these circumstances are that surround this particular loss in moments and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Same great prices, Amazon. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer, selling all kinds of stuff in dozens of categories. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, even used items, to save a few extra bucks. We'll get a cut of anything you buy if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, it's George in Canada. You're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about a missing dog or a dog that had run away. Go ahead and get into your story.
Yes, hi. Do you guys hear me?
Yes, sir, George. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, pretty much my neighbor's dog ran away from his house because he told me that he has been treating him pretty bad.
Wait, the dog and, told you?
The neighbor told you that he's been treating the dog badly?
The neighbor told me, yes.
Like what kind of what kind of bad treatment are we talking about here? Starving, beating? What are we talking about?
Let's just say beating, because he once took a picture of his fist in the dog's mouth, which I found pretty rude, right?
Yeah, and, I wouldn't want a fist in my mouth. That's pretty rude.
Yeah, and well, pretty much, I just found out yesterday that the dog has ran away from the house.
Okay.
And I asked him, "Do you have any ideas why?" And he told me that that he had been treated very rudely. So this is just a message to all dog owners and everything, because I used to own a fish, but by an accident, I flushed it while I was trying to wash the sink.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much, I'm just pretty much saying a message to all pet owners to watch
nice.
Out, be careful, and
you're saying be nice to your pets or they might run away? Is that what you're saying?
That's pretty much what I'm saying. I
it's
mean,
a
they
good
have
message.
A mind of their own, right?
You know,
they have a mind of their own.
Some pets, I mean, in this case, this pet is smarter than I think a lot of human beings are. to actually leave the place that is being abused. There are human beings that will say things like, "Oh, I know he beats me, but he loves me." And, you know, then they'll stay in the abusive household. This dog may have had more sense than some human beings. Thank you for the story tonight. That's I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Not sure if that was a crank, but thanks anyway.
I don't think his fish ran away when he put it in the sink.
He said he flushed it, so maybe he accidentally let the water out of the sink.
He thought it was a good idea to put the fish in the toilet bowl.
He said sink. Didn't he say sink?
You don't flush sinks, Ian.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah, we were cranked.
It was a little spacy. He was a little spacy. It's okay. 800-259-9231. I like a good crank. I'm not saying that was a very good one.
No.
I like a good crank. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. As we continue here, the story from PC World and their business center. And I thought this was already the case. So, to me, this didn't seem like news, because I figured this was already going on based on the behavior of the Border Patrol bureaucrats. Hadn't we heard about the Border Patrol people searching people's laptops with, you know, no particular reason to do so? Just because they were crossing the border? Haven't we heard those stories, Mark?
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I know you weren't. That's why I said your name.
Well, why would you do that?
I don't know, just to call you out.
Well, that makes your show look unprofessional.
It makes you look unprofessional.
I'm reading a freaking email from one of our advertisers.
I understand that. Do that during the breaks. So what I was getting at is that we have had people call this show, right, that have said that they have had their laptops searched for no reason whatsoever when crossing the border. So I figured this was already the case. I figured, that's old news, right? But this story is from yesterday, where the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has released new rules for border agents searching travelers' laptops and other electronic devices. And according to the new guidelines, they were unveiled yesterday. They continue to allow U.S. Customs and Border Protection and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to search electronic devices during border crossings without suspicion of wrongdoing. The new rules were announced at DHS. So they're continuing the policy.
Yeah, this is a continuation of the policy.
See, so
I was sure that they had allowed that also.
See, there now I look bad because I didn't do my show prep right. The new rules were announced by DHS a day after the ACLU filed a lawsuit in an effort to get more information about border laptop searches. The ACLU and other groups have complained that the laptop search policy violates the U.S. Constitution's Fourth Amendment. They actually think that's still in effect. And against unreasonable search and seizure. New guidelines are intended to provide more transparency and accountability for the laptop searches, according to the bureaucrat who is the spokesperson. They require CPB to complete a search of an electronic device within 5 days, and ICE to complete a search within 30 days. Really nailing them down on that one. That's really great. So if you're crossing the border for business, just don't bring your laptop, because there's a good chance that they'll just take it. And they'll sit on it, and maybe, if it's...
they got 30 days to get it back to you.
If it's ICE, it's 30 days. If it's CPB, it's 5 days. But, if they take 6 or 15 days, what are you going to do about it?
If you never get your laptop back, what are you going
to
do about
it? Have you ever tried calling a government bureaucracy to get customer service? Have you ever tried that? Because if you've never tried it, you don't know, right? If you've never actually called a government bureaucracy to complain about something, you don't know. So
it's impossible. It's not customer service because you're not a customer of the government. It is slave service because that's what you are.
Yeah, and they'll get to your call.
Service because that's what you are.
They'll get to you when they feel like it.
They've got your computer. You don't have it. You can't do anything about it. And go away. Quit bothering us, sir.
What are you going to do? Hire a lawyer to get your $1,000 laptop back?
So you hire a lawyer. Big deal. What's that have to do with that bureaucrat on the phone? They've got sovereign immunity. That lawyer can't do anything to that person. When was the last time you heard of a government agent getting fired for poor customer service?
I've never heard of such a thing.
I mean, they might get fired for raping somebody. They might get fired for just a huge theft. They might get fired if the press gets involved and they really get reamed out. But they're not going to get fired for treating you like dirt.
Sorry, Julia's back.
Oh, I had an experience once with the post office where I had to call to get some customer service. And then the first thing I noticed was when you call a place and they have an automated system, and it starts running through the options, and it says, like, if you want this, press 1. If you want this, press 2. And it would finally say, for more options, press *. I think it was on, like, the 4th or 5th menu where it was to talk to a customer service representative.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to keep listening to all these options.
You couldn't just hit 0?
No.
Like, most phone systems, even if it doesn't say it first, you can usually hit 0
to
get
something.
I don't know. I hit 0. It didn't work.
Right. No, I wouldn't think it would. The government has a special phone system. They must buy their phone systems from special government phone system providers, you know, that have made the most difficult to navigate phone systems in the world. And, of course, then they have their other favorite tricks, which is passing the buck.
Oh, then once I got to speak to somebody, I had to keep hanging up because the person could never help me. And I would I'd say, okay, well, I'm going to call back. Or I'd ask to transfer. First, I started asking to transfer to someone else, and they'd be like, well, there's no one else here. So I had to hang up.
I am the manager.
Yeah. I had to hang up and call back and listen to all those options again, like 5 times. And then the 5th guy could help me. But so, wow, you can help me, but those 4 other people couldn't? That's amazing.
What was your reason for calling?
Oh, well, I mailed a package, and it came back to me like 2 months later, and it looked like it had been thrown down 10 flights of stairs and run over by a truck, and all of the contents were ruined, basically.
Oh, wow.
So
now, the package that you'd mailed, was it returned for insufficient postage? Was it undeliverable?
They claimed that the address was wrong, that it wasn't a real address, but it was a real address. And then finally, I had to, this guy who helped me actually sent me to like the local customer service agency, which was about 3 hours away, and they sent me a book of expired stamps to make me feel better.
Expired stamps, so meaning?
Well, you could use them, but they were not worth, like one stamp wasn't worth what a stamp was worth anymore. So
they were 42 instead of 44
or something.
Well,
they're actually like 32, so they're probably 10 years old or something. So I had to use 2 for 1 stamp.
Wow. And it took you how long to get that level of service?
It took me probably like an hour to get that level of service. And to be honest, I started out calm. I was not really very calm in the end. And I hate getting like that. It bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would have gotten anywhere not doing that, because I feel like that's that mentality of those people.
That's what they understand is
right,
anger.
I guess so.
Well, and that was the post office, which is, you know, not quite a true full-on government bureaucracy. They do have some elements of market competition involved there, in that, you know, you can send things through UPS and FedEx if necessary. So there was a slight element of incentive involved there. With any real government bureaucracy, good luck getting them to be helpful with you. Now, some maybe in a smaller town probably be more responsive than others. Like, I just got a call back from the police chief here in Keene, New Hampshire today. So, you know, there's something to be said for the government bureaucracy you can keep an eye on a little better. Hour 3 is coming up, though. We'll continue with this and your calls as well. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.